March 28, reflecting God's love. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Psalm 67:3. As Christians, we ought to praise God more than we do. We ought to bring more of the brightness of his love into our lives. As by faith we look to Jesus, his joy and peace are reflected from the countenances. How earnestly we should seek so to relate ourselves to God that our faces may reflect the sunshine of his love. When our own souls are vivified by the Holy Spirit, we shall exert an uplifting influence upon others who know not the joy of Christ's presence. The Lord is not pleased to have his people a band of mourners. He wants them to repent of their sins that they may enjoy the liberty of the sons of God. Then they will be filled with the praises of God and will be a blessing to others. The Lord Jesus was anointed also to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Isaiah 61:3. That he, Christ Jesus, might be glorified. Oh, that this might be the purpose of our lives, that we should have regard even to the expression of our countenance, to our words, and even to the tone of our voice when we speak. The melody of praise is the atmosphere of heaven, and when heaven comes in touch with the earth, there is music and song, thanksgiving, and the voice of melody. Isaiah 51:3. Let there be singing in the home of songs that are sweet and pure, and there will be fewer words of censure and more of cheerfulness and hope and joy. As our Redeemer leads us to the threshold of the infinite, flushed with the glory of God, we may catch the themes of praise and thanksgiving from the heavenly choir round about the throne. And as the echo of the angel's song is awakened in our earthly homes, hearts will be drawn closer to the heavenly singers. Heaven's communion begins on earth. We learn here its keynote.